As you begin to sit back and relax, allow your eyes to close down naturally and comfortably. Good. Take in a deep breath and begin to let all the tension go as you release that breath, sinking deeper and deeper down. Take in another deep breath. Let it out slowly now, relaxing more and more. As you continue to focus in on your own deep breaths, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more, enjoying the opportunity to sink even deeper and deeper down. Now, I want you to imagine, pretend if you need to, imagine that you are in a small boat or canoe. You're in the water. It's a small stream, very pleasant. There are big cushions in this boat or canoe, perfect for you to just lie back upon. As you sink down into the softness of those cushions, imagine one arm draped over the side of the boat, your hand trailing in the cool, clear water. So refreshing. So relaxing. It's so calm and peaceful. You begin to become aware of the gentle, easy movement of this boat. That gentle, easy rocking motion is so pleasant, relaxing you even more. And you just continue to lie there and allow your boat to drift with the gentle flow of the water, going along with the current, going with the flow, so calm and peaceful, sinking even deeper and deeper down. As you lay there on these cushions, you begin to become aware of the beautiful blue sky above you. It's a beautiful day, perfect for you. Exactly the perfect temperature for you. Now you become aware of the warmth of the sun on your body, feeling all the muscles, nerves, and cells relaxing you even more. As you allow the sun's warmth to soak into you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, relaxing you even more, sinking deeper and deeper down. Now, in a moment, I'm going to begin to count down, and with each descending number, you'll sink even deeper and deeper down. As I'm counting down, just allow yourself to enjoy that easy, gentle rocking in your boat as you continue to just go with the flow. Five, drifting deeper and deeper down. Four, so calm, so peaceful. Three, letting go, going with the flow. Two, sinking even deeper and deeper down. One, relaxing even more. Good, very good. So pleasant here as you continue to just drift and float. Just going with the flow. As you are going along with the flow, you realize that your boat has gently benched itself on a sandbar in the river. You look up and you realize the sandbar leads to the bank of the river. And from the bank of the river, there is a path meandering off into the forest. You hear a gentle, sweet voice calling your name, whispering it almost. And you have a very strong desire to follow that voice. You wander from the boat to the riverbank, where the trees hang over the edge of the river, shady and cool. You walk down the path into the forest, and it feels welcoming and familiar. The path meanders, turning right and turning left, until you see a very charming cottage there, hidden amongst the ferns and ivy. A pleasant breeze whispers through the trees in your hair, and you realize the voice you've been hearing is coming from this cottage. The door is open, and so you wander inside. After all, it's calling your name. I am sitting there in the cottage, on a tall wooden chair with a velvet cushion. I'm dressed in a light, flowy dress the color of the clouds. My hair is golden and seems to glow, even though the inside of the cottage is dim. I motion for you to sit beside me there, on a low stool beside my sturdy wooden chair. When you're close to me, you feel the warmth of my skin, the gentleness of my smile. You realize you can see through the filmy cloud-like garment I'm wearing. You're a little embarrassed to find me there, almost naked, having walked into my cottage without knocking. I shifted my chair, and my garment falls open, revealing my breasts, the smooth skin of my nipples, puckered and erect. You sit on the stool, and I turn to you. You're trying not to stare at my breasts, but you're unable to resist. You look down at your lap, and you realize your cock is exposed. Of course it's erect, standing straight up, and you try to cover yourself. Glancing up at me, you see that I am no longer exposed, and you are sitting there naked while I'm fully clothed. You must have imagined my naked flesh on display. I look at you, and with a kind expression, I tell you that this cock has been causing a lot of trouble. You look down and see my hand cradling your cock. You feel me squeezing it firmly. I'm going to help you get this cock under control, I say, and from now on, I will command your cock. It will do as I say, and you will be relieved of the burden of controlling it. Of course, that means that if I keep it under control, then it will obey me and me alone. I alone will be deciding when it is allowed to experience release and when it needs to be denied. This is now my cock, not yours. This is no longer your cock. This cock belongs to your mistress. You nod in agreement. This is what you've wanted all along. You feel free and unburdened with this unpredictable appendage. You no longer have to worry about it getting you into trouble. You are happy. You are exhilarated. You remember, this cock no longer belongs to you. This is no longer your cock. Your mistress controls your cock and decides when you may have your release. You are now back on the river, floating lazily along. The cottage is gone. The path is gone. The sandbar is gone. You realize that you've gone into a trance watching the water pass by, but now you find yourself coming back to your senses. You return to the canoe. You're aware of your body. You're fully awake now. You wonder if it was all a dream, but you know that it was real, because you have my voice burned into your mind. This is no longer your cock. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this nice little guided imagery, head over to my blog and see what other treats I have in store for you, yournaughtylover.com.